Thursday the 7th of May, Yud Gimel Iyar, Baba Yaakov Rabin, Criticism, Constructive, Not Destructive. Today's shir is Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzhak Rabin Ben Menachem Elimelech Katalbach.
Ruchim Aboyim, I'd like to first thank Dui Itzkiewicz for inviting me to speak to you all. Thank you very much for coming as well. We all know during the Sefiras HaEmor people we are working on the Menches Kinyanei HaTorah, and one of them, which is not the easiest one to do, is to be an oyev es ha-teichochis, a person who loves rebukes. L'maisa, we have to know that this mitzvah, as we've seen with our experience, or each and every one of us can probably attest to, is not the easiest mitzvah to do necessarily. People, it's beautiful when they graciously receive our words of constructive criticism, but not everybody's falling there. Most people, when you start to give even a hint that they're not perfect, so what happens is they get naturally defensive. And we see already in the days of Rabbi Tarfon, the Maaser Rabbi Tarfon in the Gemara in Erechin brings down, he says, Tomani im yesh b'dor hazeh, shemekabel teichocha, et al. He says, L'maisa, it's a wonder to me if there's anybody in my door. This is in the days of Rabbi Tarfon, when people want to, let's put it this way, a much higher level, put it mildly, that if people receive teichocha. L'maisa, we see a hint to this idea, the difficulty of being able to receive teichocha in the pasuk itself. If you look in the pasuk, you see the pasuk starts off last week's sedra we read, "Leisis nes achicha bilavavecha." You shouldn't hate your fellow man in your heart. "Hoicheach teichiach es amitecha." You shall surely rebuke your fellow man. "Veleisis olapchet." Lemaisa, the lashon which the Torah uses, interestingly enough, by this mitzvah of giving rebuke, is "Hoicheach teichiach." You shall surely rebuke. Now, this is not the typical lashon which is used in the Torah, because we have a double lashon. There's a couple. What lemaisa is the purpose for that? We see that in many places throughout Shas, at the Gemara Darshans, for example, in Baba Metzia Lamed Aleph, on the days they bring Hashem Teshivim, you should surely return your friend's lost object. Gemara Darshans Afilu Meyapamim. So the Gemara must be telling us that it's not so straightforward. What is the ribui? What's coming to be added by this extra lashon? Hoicheach teichiach, you shall surely rebuke. To be able to give somebody a rebuke and they're going to receive it straight out, you don't need a double lashon. Just say, hoicheach, just rebuke. Why the double lashon? So the Gemara in Erechin brings down l'maisa, an interesting shaila. The Gemara says, ad heichan teichocha. And on that, we see that it's not so straightforward. If the Gemara is asking, till where? Azoi vait does teichocha go? That if you give teichocha and the person doesn't receive it, so how far do you have to go? The Gemara brings down, interestingly enough, a three-way machlekes, which is even a machlekes in Tanai. But this starts over with a famous machlekes known as a machlekes Amorayim. Rab Amar Ad Hakor. You have to give mamish teichocha until the person hits you. The Meforshim explain, of course, that means korov lahakor, till he gets close to hitting you. Ushmol Amar Ad Klola. Until the person who you're rebuking will get up and curse you. Sounds very appetizing. B'Rebbe Yechanan Amar Ad Nazifa. Until he'll scream at you and get very angry at you. And all three of these days are learned out l'maisa from the famous Hakor which you read on Erev Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, with the story about Shaul HaMelech and Yonason and David, where we see that Yonason was giving teichocha to Shaul. And in the psukim, they are brought down, each every day has its own opinion. The psukim start off l'maisa, this is in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf. If you look in Pasuk, Pasuk Lamed, yeah, we see an interesting thing here. It says, Vayicher Av Shaul B'Yonason. It says that Shaul got angry with Yonason, Vayom Eloi Ben Navas Amarvus, Alo Yadati Ki Vayicher Atol Leven Yisha Levash Tok Levesh Erev Tzimecho. He goes on, he gives him a klali. He says, "He called Hayomi Mashiach Ben Yishai Chai Al Adoma. As long as Ben Yishai is alive on this earth, Loiti Koin Ato Umalchusecha." He said that your kingdom will not be established. And then it goes on a little bit later. It says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, "Vayatol Shul Es Hachani Salav LaHakisei." And it says that Shaul, he hurled the spear at him to strike him. So we see from these psukim that there are each and every day learns out his psasik here. So we see we have Lamaisa, a serious machlekes, how far to go. And if you want to know halacha, the Rambam paskins here, like Rav, mamish ad hakor, till the person you're rebuking is going to get up and hit you. And the Ramor, he paskins like him. So Rabbi said, get out your crash helmets. It could be serious business here. So as for now, everything looks clear regarding Teichocha for a person who clearly will not receive from us, the person who is reluctant to receive our rebuke. But the only problem starts when we open up the Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis brings down Kishem Shemitzvah Al Odom Loimer Dover Hanishma, just as it's a mitzvah on a person to say a thing which is heard. And of course Rashi there explains meaning Divrei Teichocha, it's a mitzvah to give Teichocha. Kach mitzvah al odam shaloi laimar dover she'eino nishma. It's also a mitzvah on a person not to say something which is not going to be heard. Meaning, if you know that the words of rebuke you're thinking of giving are not going to be received, don't say them. And if it would just be advice, perhaps, that the Gemara is giving, we already would have a bomb kasha. Because Lamaisa, the Gemara in Erechin is telling us, once you give him a rebuke and he doesn't receive it, and you realize he's not interested in listening to you, keep going until you get out your helmet to receive the blow. So what's going on here? Why is the Gemara telling us, Lamaisa, not to give this rebuke when the Gemara in Erechin says to do it? If it would just be advice, no, we have a good kasha. But the Gemara Taka there in Yevamis ends off, and it's mamish a chayv. It's a chayv for a person not to give this rebuke. And the Gemara brings down the pasuk from Mishlei, Perek Tes, pasuk Ches, which says, Al teichach late, pen yisnaheko. Don't give rebuke to a late, a scoffer, I think they translate, lest he hate you. Hoi cheyach lochochom, but you should yes give rebuke to a chochom. Why? Vayeahavecho. Because he will love you for that. So we obviously have to find a yishuv to know how do we act regarding lemaisa, people who are not interested in receiving our rebuke. A machlekes in the Gemara between Erechin and Yevamis. So having done a little bit of research on the subject, I realized there is a four-way machlekes amongst the Rishonim how to deal with this stira. The first daya is the Nimuki Yosef in Yevamis, who has a very straightforward teretz. He says the chiluk is poshet yochid v'rabi. As he explains, the Gemara in Erechin, which says that you should rebuke until you get to blows, that's talking about a yochid, when there's an individual, and of course, every individual, you must always rebuke, would be the Nimuki Yosef. But when it comes to a rabim, that's the Gemara in Yevamis. When you're dealing with a rabim, there, the rabim, apparently it seems they will reinforce one another. If you see a group of people who are going in the wrong direction, who are doing averus, so there the mitzvah is poshut to be quiet and to not say anything. Of course, it is kedai to note that the Meforshim explain, even though we're told not to give rebuke, that means don't give excessive rebuke. But we should all be very clear that you shouldn't be silent completely, because that way it might be a sign of haskama. So you have to give one rebuke, and then you can just leave it at that. The second opinion, which we see, is the Me'iri in Yevamis. And the Me'iri, he explains as follows. He says that the Gemara in Yevamis, that's talking about a time where where you know the person is not going to receive your Teichocha. If you're dealing with an individual who's going to not receive it, so you can be Mekel and you can basically shave Alta, said, don't give the rebuke. But in Erechin, any person who you don't know if he won't receive your Teichocha, and Mashma, he says, Stam, a person who you don't know at all, but just any person, given person, that person is an obligation to give rebuke, and Ad Kedei Kach until Hakol. The third opinion which we see is Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, this is in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, Lamaisa, in the union of Hanifas Chelik Zion. There he adds an extra chumrah. He says that the Gemara in Yevamis goes out of its way to bring a pasuk down from Mishlei which says, Al teichach leitz. It says, don't give teichach to a leitz. So he says, very straightforward, the person, the only person with it we can rely on the Gemara in Yevam is not to give Teichacha to, is somebody who is, Pashit has a Hazaka, he's Yedua Umefursam Liyos Leitz. A person who is known to be a Leitz, only that person you're allowed to basically sit back and not give the excessive Teichacha. But everybody else, which in Lamaisa includes a lot of people, even the person, Rabbi Yisai, who you know won't receive your Teichacha, but he's not in the gather of ladies, he's not that bad, that person, you have to continuously give Teichacha. That would be the Gemara in Erechin. And now when we look back for a second after hearing these two other days, we can stop and realize, Lamaisa, how Machmir, the Nimuki Yosef was. Because he says that a Yochid is the one that we must always give Teichacha, repeated Teichacha to. Ad kidekach no chilukim, even a late, even the person who lemaisa, you could be sure he's not going to give you, he's not going to receive it. Not only that, who knows what he'll do back to you, lemaisa. Lemaisa, that person, according to the Nimuki Yosef, because he's a Yochid, you have to give him Teichacha. And lemaisa, it's quite interesting, it could very well be, upon some reflection, what is the pshat in that Nimuki Yosef? Why is it that when it comes to even a late, when he's by himself, you give him Teichacha, but when he's in the Rabim, then you don't? So it could very well be the Nimuki Yosef's pshat is that a late, being a late is a mitzias, a late needs an audience. A late needs chevra. A leitz is not going to be misleitzeitz by himself. He's not going to mock other people and make jokes when he's sitting in by himself. So therefore, it could very well be it's a mitzias of leitzonus only has expression when it's in a public environment. And we see that the Maisa through Chazal. The expression moishav leitzim seems to be the term which is used throughout Chazal, and that seems to indicate there's a plurality, a certain group context. But if you get that late by himself when he doesn't have his friends around, so at that point his defenses are down and he's vulnerable to receive Teichacha. Lemaisa, anybody who would be interested, if we have time after the shir, I'd be happy to sit and tell you a very amazing story to show that distinction. A life and death story. Lemaisa, the fourth opinion, which is going the opposite direction, this is the Kula, is the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim in Ois Taf Yud Gimel, he brings down that the Gemara in Erechin, which tells us that you have to give repeated rebuke, that Gemara is speaking in a very particular context. What's the context? He says, Be'ach o be'achi. He says, Be'ach be'achiv, with a brother to his brother. Oi, Mishu Acher, or anybody else, listen to this lashon. She'oi havoi, that he loves him, and he has, if you will, he's at ease with him, he's comfortable with him. The prerequisite to giving Teichacha, says the Sefer Hasidim, is that you have to love the person. That's the first order of business. And then obviously, if you're going to be at ease with him, you have Liboy Gaspoy. That situation means that he won't come to hate you for the words of rebuke that you give him. So therefore, the Sefer Hasidim, he brings down seemingly the biggest kula of all, because only that person who you have this relationship with, he's the one that's supposed to receive our Teichacha. But other people, which includes the vast majority of the world, unless you happen to be Mr. Friendly, yeah, so the vast majority of the world would be exempt, and you wouldn't have to give Teichacha to those people. So obviously, as we can see, we brought down four different days amongst the Rishayim. And we've noticed that Lemaisa, they are mutually exclusive days. A person who comes out of the Sugya would probably want to know, how do we hold? What are we paskin like? Lemaisa, because if you follow one day, one excludes the other. Of course, we said again, just to make it clear, the Nimuki Yosef, his emphasis is on Yochi. Yochid seems to be the main thing, and it doesn't matter who. Even a late, you have to give him the Teichacha, as we explained. And the Sefer Hasidim, he says, when is the Gemara in Erechin? When is the mitzvah to give repeated Teichacha? Even to the one who you know won't take it? That's going by the one that you have this special close relationship with. So, and of course, the other opinions which we mentioned, Rabbeinu Yaina, of course, the Meiri, are there people who you either don't know for sure if they'll take or not, and of course, the Lates for sure. So what are we going to do? How do we solve this Lamaisa? So, looking in the Ramor, Taka in Orach Chaim, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Siman Taf Reish Chaf, Sif Beis, the Ramor paskins there L'chumra, like the Nimuki Yosef. Meaning to say as follows, for all Yechidim, Lamaisa, for all Yechidim, there's a Chiv to be Machmir, to give access, to give repeated Techocha, but regarding the Rabim, when you have a Rabim, so even any Rabim, even the Rabim, of course, which you're intimate with, which you have a close kesher with, because this is the Mukhi Yosef talking, his Shita, there you could be Megal. Now, you have to remember, this Ramor, which we mentioned earlier, don't forget, he's the one who warned us to take out our crash helmets. He told us that he paskins like Rab, who says, Ad HaKor. So, if we follow the Ramor till the end, we have a dangerous business in front of us, giving Teichocha to the people who will not necessarily receive it, even who are for sure not going to receive it. You have a chiyuv, there's no way out. But relax, Rabbi Yisai, because the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah both bring down the Sefer Hasidim, who requires Lamaisa, the Sefer Hasidim, obviously, he is only requiring the Teichocha, the excessive Teichocha, by the people you love, and that you have an influence on them. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel in this inyan. Of course, if you had a Rabim that you are intimate with, Lamaisa, there the question would be, for what should you do? Because if you follow the Ramor, you should be not giving the Teichocha here. But obviously, if you have the upper hand, if you will, you have this Liba Yad situation, and it's a group of people, or you should give. So I saw a sefer, which is called Halichas Oilin by Rabbi Ehrman, from B'nai Brak, from Kohel Chazanish, he put out a sefer, a kuntrist, and he seems to bring down a very nice score. He says there that L'chora, there's room to be makel, because here you have, both in the Pesachim, both days are brought down, and you have a matzav of Safek Mitzvah, Safek Aveira. If you'll try and be Mechiyach those Rabim, and they're not going to take it, because suddenly this Rabim, this late son situation takes over, you could be causing an Aveira. You may have a mitzvah as well. But since it's a Safek Mitzvah, Safek Aveira, so Sheva Altaseh, better not to do anything. I think having mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins, like the Sefer Hasidim, so it would be Kedah, and of course we mentioned his Iker prerequisite is, as we saw his Lashon, She'oy Havlei, that the one you're giving Teichacha to, you love that person. I think it's appropriate to mention that just before leaving, I was speaking with my Rebbe Reb Noach Orlwig, Shlita, and I asked him actually for maybe a vort in the union of Teichacha. So straight away, he said to me, he said, first thing, you have to love the person you're giving Teichacha to. Very, very critical. And he told me, he said, if you don't stop and think what you're doing when you're giving that Teichacha, if you don't put thought into it, it could be a serious, serious failure. He told me that Teichacha very much is like chinuch. What's the pshat? A child, a person has a child, let's just say, who's doing A, activity A. For example, the child might not be speaking with Derech Eretz. And you want the child to be at B, to yes be speaking with Derech Eretz. So there are ways to go about doing it. A parent can move that child from A to B by either screaming, threatening, punishing the child, right? Remember, it's the child who doesn't speak with Derech Eretz, right? But the parents can go ahead and take these extreme measures, and they may succeed to get their child to be speaking with Derech Eretz. They'll get him to B. The only problem is that the child himself was transported externally. He himself truly is not holding by B. He didn't make the change internally. Rather, if a person would stop and reflect, I want my child to appreciate what a Ben Torah is. I want my child to appreciate what it means to speak with Derech Eretz. He should want that himself. I want to make the change permanent, internal. That's a different story altogether. That's a long-lasting change. People, we live unfortunately in the instant generation, as it's been called many times. We want instant results, not just instant coffee, we want instant results. Instant Teichacha. Reb Yud is doing this, it's wrong. I'll tell him off, right? Get him to do B, to do the same thing, get him to B. He's doing A, I want him by B. If a person doesn't doesn't stop and reflect Lamaisa. And of course, the first order of business to stop and realize who you're talking to. You're talking to one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Oy havoy, you love him first. If you don't do that, so forget about it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, he brought down Lamaisa. How was Yaakov Avinu so matzliach with the shepherds that he met out when he was going out to love? And how did he succeed to go and tell these people off and give them rebuke that they're bringing in the sheep too early? The first word he said was, Achai, my brothers. He showed them, I'm with you. And when a person takes that approach, it's a completely different ballgame. So up till now, what we can say is we've discussed and we see halacha lemaisa, it seems, regarding people who are not apt to receive artei chacha. But it's kedai to mention that all the poskim agree. When you have a suffix, if the person will be mekabel your artei chacha or not, if you have a true suffix about it, and it's not noted to say no, in such a situation, everybody brings down, it's a chiyuv gomer to try and try again. What's the sfora? Eventually, it will sink in. Eventually, a person, the words will get through. He may not hear it the first time, may not hear it the third time, but after 101 times, it might sink through, and a person will change. And Lamaisa, Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah, is brought down. Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person who truly is doing the mitzvah Teichacha in the correct way, he loves Hashem, and he's basically like an employee who loves his employer, who's faithful to the firm. Not only does a person who's faithful to his firm put in a hard day's labor, a person, he also cares to see when other workers are not doing their job. It disturbs him to see that people are not performing efficiently and properly, and he takes it to heart. And that's the way we have to feel, because the mitzvah of Teichacha is coming from Avos Hashem. And a person, if it doesn't disturb you, Bechlal, why is this person doing this today, or why is he, Bechlal, going in this direction? So then Lamaisa, you have to ask yourself, what's my motivation? Of course, we have to remember something very, very important. We have to realize that giving Teichacha, when you have a mitzvah to do it, it has to be done in the appropriate manner. And in terms of the svarim they all bring down, there is a way to do it, and the way is that it has to be a lashon raka v'ne'imo. That means it has to be a soft way of speaking to a person, and a pleasant way of speaking to a person. Lamaisa, teichocha is not a lashon of bawling out somebody. It's not a lashon of telling somebody off. Teichocha is a lashon of birur, clarification. What is the word teichocha similar to? Teichocha is a word which is similar to the word muchach ne'elov. It's self-apparent. To make the person himself realize he's erring, what he's doing wrong, that is the best and the only way to give teichocha. And if a person doesn't take that approach, and rather decides, well, he's just going to let him have it, basically, he has to realize he's probably fallen into the trap, Lamaisa, which Rebbe Tarfon hinted to. We mentioned before the Gemara Rebbe Tarfon brought down, he said, Tomani im yesh bedor hazeh shemakabel teichocha, but it's also kedai to mention in the same Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Tomani im yesh bedor hazeh sheyodei Elohi chiyach. It's also a wonder to me if there's anybody in this generation who knows how to give teichocha b'chlal. And that's very, very important to realize quite an important point. The Gemara in Kiddushin, in Lamaisa, the last parak in Kiddushin, brings down Amr Shmuel. Kol ha-poisel b'mumoy hu poisel. Whoever comes to disqualify another person, the etzim, it's with his own blemish. B'mumoy hu poisel. With his own blemish, he's disqualifying. Could very well be that the person has a sensitivity, he realizes that he's doing something wrong. So instead of dealing with the feelings in a correct, mature manner, what does he do? He'll put somebody else down on that. He's sensitized to that issue. And that's why he finds fault with everybody else. And when we were learning the Sugi in Torah, Rabbi Yosef Stern, I remember Shlita, he said a very nice word. He said, Rabbi Yosef, we should always remember something very interesting. When a person points his finger at somebody and says, Rabbi Yid, you're doing something wrong, you should notice that there are three fingers which are pointing back to yourself at the same time. Check yourself out first before you go and check out other people. See what's going on with you. I'd like to just close off with an issue which is pertinent today to, unfortunately, a large part of the world. And that is that the Poskim raise a question regarding Mechalel Shabbos ve'eichlei Nevelos L'Teilvim. People who, unfortunately, are Mechalel Shabbos, people who are not yet observant. The question is raised, does the Torah Bechlal require us to give them Teichocha? And what is it based on? It's based on a Pasuk. If we look in the Pasuk in the Torah itself, it says, Hecheyach Teichiyach Esamitecha. You shall surely rebuke your fellow man. And everybody knows that the word amitecha, the Gemara darshens that to mean, am she'itcho b'Torah u'mitzvahs. The nation which is with you in Torah and mitzvahs. Yidden who are going in the way of the Torah, following Hashem's way, that's called amitecha, your fellow man. Somebody who's acting in a way which is foreign to the way that a Yid acts, that's not called amitecha. So he would be exempt before mitzad the drasha of the Gemara. The person would be exempt. However, there's another sad, mitzad sheni, to say that according to many, many poskim, most of the poskim are of the opinion that today the non-religious Jews are in the getter of tinoikish and ishbu. And therefore, since they have been not exposed to the correct hashkofa and to the correct derech ha-teira, so then obviously they can't be held liable for that, and they could very well not be excluded from the category of amitecha, and there would be a mitzvah to give teichocha to such people. So, as I mentioned before, the Sefer Halichos Olam, Rabbi Ehrman, he brings down and suggests lemaisa, halacha lemaisa as follows. He says that if a person has learned the halachas properly, and first order of business, he focuses and remembers what the Sefer Hasidim says, the ikar in giving teichocha is oyhavai. You love that person. You love him first. If you can bring yourself to that level, where, and you have the skills of speaking belashen raka uneima, you can speak in a soft and pleasant way, and you feel, finally, last condition, confident that you will not cause sina, chas v'sholom. So a person like that should definitely try, and not only he should, but he's mechuyev to try. There really would be no patur for such a person. So one should try and find a way. And Baruch Hashem, for those who have done that and have found the right derech, kenayna her today, we see in the world, there's no shortage of Baalei Tshuva, there's Hashem Mechen Yirbu, we should all be zeicha to see all those who have not yet returned, be given the teichoch and be shown the correct path. But of course, if a person doesn't fall into that category of having those skills to give the teichoch in the appropriate manner, and he's not necessarily a person who possesses that love, he still has his own issues to deal with perhaps, a person like that would be preferred to take a stance of shev v'al taseh, because as we mentioned before, we have a suffik mitzvah and suffik aveira, and better to just not get up and say anything. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, Bezras Hashem, B'siyat Shishmaya, because we remain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fill the world with Deya, and that there should not be a need b'chlal to mekayim the mitzvah of Teichocha, with Mashiach, B'yas, Mashiach Sikenu, B'imheira V'yameinu, Omein. Thank you. Okay, if the Oyedim wants to hear the story, yes,
beer shoes.
Okay, cool. It's known that in Yerushalayim there is an institution called Kiryat Hayelet, Boys Town as it's called. And Boys Town, there happens to be a rav there from the family of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. One of his relatives is a Magid Shir there. The people who go, the students that are there, are students which are not necessarily from the creme de la creme of Talmidim. People who have their issues, people who are coming from homes, whatever, not necessarily the most gleich derech, unfortunately. But they are tremendously successful over the years with many of their Talmidim. But there was one Talmud a few years ago who, Lemaisa, he had a problem that he was always disturbing the class, always disturbing the shiur. Didn't want to receive teichocha, didn't want to change, and he was Taka, he was truly a mazik. He was truly a mazik for the institution. They tried to work on him, and they were hoping he'll come through. Very rarely do they kick people out of that place. And eventually the guy felt he doesn't belong anymore. He felt that he's not getting anywhere, and he decided he's going to join the army. He's going to join the army. It happened, of course, that obviously the Rav Orbach wanted to speak to him, try and get him, maybe he can come, maybe he'll succeed to, talk to him. But he decided already it's not Kedai, so he wanted at least, what am I going to do? I'm going to call him in for a departing schmooze and tell him when he goes to the army he should stay strong, he should make sure to keep up a little bit of learning every day, don't fall to the trap, as we say, which exists in the Israeli army. Lo and behold, when he was there, that Talmud, speaking to the Rav felt that he was unusually serious that day. And he was just listening, and he wasn't cracking jokes all the time. And he seemed to be listening in and tuning in to what the Rav was saying. The Rav had a very funny feeling when he went out, but he gave him a bracha, and that was the end of the story, at least for the next few months. It happened that Lemaisa, not long afterwards, there was a war, and the word got out that unfortunately this Bachar who had gone to the army, he was unfortunately killed by Arabs, by terrorists. And the Rav felt very broken. He felt very sad about the Talmud. What could he do? That seemed to be the derech he wanted to go. He felt very bad. A few weeks later, one Shabbos afternoon, the Rav was taking his nap, and the Rebbinson, she heard the Rav talking in his sleep and saying, "What do you want? What can I do? What could I do? And fell back asleep. The Rebbinson didn't wake him up. And then a few hours later, he was sleeping, I guess, a few good hours. Don't say anything. A few hours later, again, the Rebbinson hears the Rav is talking. What can I do? What can I do? And he woke up. And the Rebbinson said, "Darshani, explain that to me, please. What went on?" And she said, and the Rav explained, "You remember that Bachar I told you about who came to my office, who went to the army? He came to me in a dream. And he told me, you should know, I have a taina on you," he said to the Rav. And the Rav said, what did I do? And the Bachar explained that Lemaisa, you may have noticed that when I came to your office that day, I wasn't like every other day. The night before I had really big sphakas. Am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? If you would have talked to me and you would have spoken to me like a yochid, remember we said, Rabbi Sai, the pshat, a rab, a late needs a rabbin, but when he's on his own, he's vulnerable. If you would have spoken to me and told me to stay in yeshiva and apply myself, I would have done it. I was going to make a turn of events. But you didn't speak to me, and I felt there's no hope for me. So I went to the army. And you should know that I am in Olam Habo, because it says, Lemaisa, anybody who's killed Kiddush Hashem goes straight to Olam Habo. But I'm wandering, and I cannot find my Mokum Menucha. I cannot find my place. And the Rav said, "What can I do? What can I do?" And Lemaisa, the Bachar told him, "You should mefarsim this story. You should tell people. You should tell machanuchim. Don't ever give up on a Talmud. Don't ever give up on anybody that you can have an influence on. It's never too late. Don't stop trying to influence somebody for the good. Because if you would have influenced me, and if this story helps somebody else to continue to save another person, I'll have my tikkun." And the Rav woke up. And the story concludes, Rabbi Sai, with a happy ending, that Baruch Hashem, Rav Orbach reported that a month later, after having darshened this story at a big convention for Machanchim in Eretz Yisrael, the Bacha came back to him and said, "Yeshur Koyach, I found my Mokum Menucha." Thank you very much for listening.